And now, it's time for the Rocking Comedy Show News with your anchor, Rebecca Zimlick. From every corner of the globe, she brings you the news that matters. No story is too small. From guys plant mice at a pizza shop to woman steals crucifix after confession, she brings you the scoop like no one else can. Now, here's Rebecca with the news.
Woohoo! So glad to be here. All right. You know, I love stories about God. And this one's called You Don't Need God Billboard is posted along US 131 by atheist group Grand Rapids. I'm going to go with Michigan. An atheist group is proclaiming its message of religious tolerance to West Michigan residents next month by renting a billboard along US 131. You don't need God. This is what it says. You don't need God to hope, to care, to love, to live, says the billboard. And the campaign by the Center for Inquiry is being brought to seven U.S. cities. We want to let non-religious people in the community know that they're not alone. I love this. And it says he cited surveys indicating 16% of Americans have no religious affiliation and about 10% reject God in general. Anyways, which is so funny because we had that one billboard going 15 south that says God is a myth. And then it has and it's like RAEL.org. And so I looked at it one day and it's all about aliens, extraterrestrials. So I was like, I'm going to stick with God first before the extraterrestrials, you know? At least, you know, they have a following. People don't think you're crazy. They just think you're stupid. Anyways, I love that. And, goodness gracious, I don't even know what to think about this, but there is a body liquefaction. New body liquefaction. Okay, even better. Unit unveiled in Florida funeral home. So, a Glasgow-based company has installed its first commercial alkaline hydrolysis unit at a Florida funeral home. Yes, the unit by Rossomation Limited is billed as a green alternative to cremation and works by dissolving the body in heated alkaline water. The facility has been installed at the Anderson McQueen Funeral Home in St. Petersburg, Florida, and will be used for the first time in a couple of weeks. It is hoped other units will follow in U.S., in Canada, and Europe. The makers claim the process produces a third less greenhouse gas than cremation, use seventh of the energy, and allows for the complete separation of dental amalgam for safe disposal. So that means when you get your like urn, you're like the teeth are still in there. Oh, that's probably true. There is all kinds of crazy. Mercury from amalgam vaporized in crematory is blamed for up to 16% of airborne mercury emissions. So this is why they came up with this. I actually wonder how much one of these units costs, because it doesn't say how much it costs, or is it like, hey, we'll give it to you free, but you have to buy like the chemicals. But I think this is pretty interesting. She says 60 countries around the world have expressed interest in the technology, but and many individuals have signed up for the process. The bodies of about a dozen people are being held in cold storage. Prior to the deaths, they signal to go undergo the process when it comes out. So, wow. What do we think about that? I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I'm being cremated.
Well, I think it's great that you got liquefaction out of liquefication.
Well, I remember reading this story. It just wasn't on the page.
And Rebecca's got more news coming up later on.
I do.
So show.
Stay tuned.
From a place hidden deep within Las Vegas, on the 44th floor of the legendary Korean Taco Plant, situated discreetly next to dumpster number 3, a man is on a mission. A mission to bring music and comedy to the world. A mission to introduce the people behind the greatest acts in Las Vegas. A mission to bring you the news like you've never heard it before. A mission to be crazy. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show with your host, Crazy Jay.
along with the mind-blowing talent of his co-host, Paul the Spaz Ferrazza. They bring you special guests, live music, crazy news, and I can't get behind that, along with God only knows what else they'll come up with. And now, here's your host, Crazy Jay!
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. Thank you, Scott Scooter Deal, for an awesome intro. And like always, the train wreck is here.
Toot, toot.
And before we introduce our special fill-in guest star this week, I played a theme song for Spaz last week when you weren't here, and because he said he was he accepts his douchebaggery, but he wanted a new song. So I just queued up the one from the Erotic Heritage Museum of him singing about his vagina, which I think is this one here. No.
My vagina is 8 miles wide. Everybody can come inside. I don't know all the words to this song, but my vagina is 8 miles wide.
So I also played a theme song for you. A friend of mine that was on the show last week, Phoebe Carter, she's got a friend who sings very explicit comedy songs. They are very explicit. This is about the only one I felt safe about playing on the air, only because it fits you to a T.
Your breath's not good and you smell bad too, but I still want to get real close to you, because you got a lot of money.
Yay! I love that one!
I thought you might like that one.
Your breath's not good and you smell bad too, but I still want to get real close to you,
because you got a lot of money.
It's perfect.
I should memorize that song and sing it at every like karaoke event.
But we do have a special guest star this week. Because Spaz isn't here. it's our very good friend, Seth Turner.
Whoa!
Hello.
Is that Seth Turner from the High Desert Drifter, Seth?
No, it's just Seth Turner. There's no High Desert Drifters today.
I said from.
Oh, from. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, the High Desert Drifters don't go anywhere. There's not a paying gig.
There's too many of them.
I do lots of free stuff.
And like, we're not going up 44 flights of stairs.
I've got this beard.
Not carrying this fucking bass amp anyway.
You can put it in the dumbwaiter.
So, how you been, Seth?
I've been good. Doing the music thing, doing the housewife thing.
Thing. Yeah, no, but I thought he was going to be doing the housewife, and then I'm like, wait a minute, he is the housewife.
I gotta have a housewife before I can do
you
one.
You are the housewife.
If I'm doing the housewife, well.
I'm doing myself.
So you didn't do
not
it.
All, not a, not a
so
conversation I'm really interested in having.
Masturbating is what you're trying to say.
No.
Because he threw his back out.
Masturbating.
From doing the housewife.
Oh, my God.
Hey, she can get in some crazy positions.
Awesome gig last night at the House of Blues.
Yeah, we loved it.
Thank you. I was glad you guys came out. That's why I got you the all-access passes.
The reason we came out was for the all-access passes.
Well, it was free. That way it made it free.
Passes. Rebecca was like, what? He's giving me all-access? I was like, yeah, I'll meet you there.
Which hole do you get first?
Just be careful of his back.
He's very fragile.
Oh, dear Jesus.
Have you done any airsoft?
No, not since.
Spaz has been too busy.
Yeah, Spaz has been too busy to set anything up.
I think Spaz come to Airsoft in the Spaz bot.
Actually, I think Spaz handed it off to somebody else because I get emails every week about somebody hosting a game. I'm like, what the fuck? But no, ever since I hurt my back again, we haven't gone out.
I'm sure Spaz sends out like spreadsheets and like breakdowns and, you know, who's going to be where at what.
These are the different scenarios we're going to be doing.
We've got some new one. It's called child beating.
I don't know if Here's the Scenario's ever going to jump the shark. I think that one's good for a lifetime.
You know what? Our listeners do appreciate it because those who listen will know what we're talking about, and that's episode episode 151 to all those newbies. That's one of our classic Seth Turner shows.
It is.
151. It
is. That's one of your classic shows, period.
Yeah, still one of the ones funny. That...
I don't even think I'm allowed to eat that many pills anymore.
No, that wasn't that show.
Oh, it was. It's
you've been worse when I've been here.
It was just the perfect amount. Maybe I should say that. The chemistry was perfect.
Yeah, so just if you go to the website, just click on the archive page, and you can check out a lot of good stuff, like episode 151.
Yes, and of course, while we're talking about it, become our friend on Facebook, Rockin' Comedy, and our friend on @RockinComedy on Twitter.
I want to give a big shout-out to Whiskey Dicks. What an awesome turnout we had.
That was so much fun.
It was a lot of fun.
You can see videos and pictures of me making an ass of myself.
Very, very drunk. Not as drunk as the first time we were there, but...
Woo, I slept in the parking lot, and I went home.
The first time.
Oof.
And coming up tomorrow, we've got the Swingers Club grand opening.
Absolutely, we do.
Anthony Cools. I've gone in there. He had the soft opening this week. And Bonnie Mazzell's already kicked off.
Openings.
She's going to be there tomorrow?
I don't know if she's going to be there tomorrow, but she is on the schedule to be one of the dueling piano
players
when she's in town, because she still does the cruise ships. But she's already broke in the keys there at the Swingers Club.
Yay.
And,
we love her.
I mean, if you guys don't know about it, it's awesome. It's got a 9-hole miniature putt-putt golf, and it runs through
the club.
Is it
just amazing in there?
It's really cool. Like, he's really done a nice job. I mean, when you walk in there tomorrow, you're going to be, like, really blown away.
Awesome.
And, I mean, they got... The music, you know, like you go to a club a lot of times, the music's so loud you can't talk, but there's
a lounge.
Yeah, and so you still get the music, but it's not overbearing you, so you can still sit there, talk. The dueling pianos are not blaring, you can still talk, have a good time, and it's going to be awesome, and people are going to be sitting in there and then playing miniature golf, and it's...
I'm going to be there.
And, I mean, things going on. Saturday, we have... We're helping Vegas talent. Our friend Iggy is going to be hosting...
Throwing
a big never-ending, what he wants to call, never-ending pool party.
Because
even though the summer is ending, it's still 120 degrees here in Vegas. And we have
summer's not over till November.
We have 7 more weeks until the hotels officially start closing all the pools.
They don't officially close till like the last week in October.
Oh, yeah. So.
The groundhog saw his fucking shadow. There's 7 more weeks of summer.
And so there's a big deal at Alexis Park Hotel that we're going to help host for Iggy. And we've got Roxy Gun Project coming out, Third
Yay.
Degree. All kinds of artists and talent that Vegas talent is actually representing.
And we are going to be hosting the party.
There's going to be cabanas. Our very good friend Sunset Thomas is coming out.
Oh, Gooby's seen her bikini.
Yeah, so we, you know, and I don't know if Seth knows this, but Rebecca and I last week got to be a part of the launch of Sunset Thomas's new web TV show.
Called The Orgy,
Orgy, with her and Rebecca Love and her husband Kent. And it was fun. Like our segment was really a lot of fun. As soon as we get a copy of it, we'll put it up on the website.
All I've got to say is Jay wore a strap on and it was pink.
No, it was bright orange.
Well, no, the wiener part, but the strap part was pink.
The strap part was pink, yes.
And he did it and didn't flinch and didn't bitch.
No, I did it because I knew what was coming.
But you get to see how the pros work.
Yeah, and not work, apparently, because Kevin failed. This was Mr. Happy Asshole that we met at the Erotic Heritage Museum.
So I heard.
He was supposed to take part in a segment of the show called "The World is Watching Your Weenie." And the object of the game was Sunset was going to get him hard, and then in 2 or 3 minutes they had to... How many rings could they toss on his erect dick? Well, apparently, Kevin...
How could the happy asshole not get hard?
Well, apparently he was tired. Being up all night, and he couldn't do it. So they brought out...
Wait. He had a porn star...
Two porn stars. Rebecca Love and Sunset Thomas.
Not me.
Getting him hot. Getting him erect.
Yes.
And it didn't happen? He's blaming it on being tired?
He says he wants to break into big time porn.
Is he a porn star?
He wants to start.
He's done some amateur stuff.
So he shot him and his girlfriend on...
Well, he did some stuff with Ava Devine.
He did some stuff with Ava Devine at the Erotic Heritage Museum, and he was just fine. But he goes to do the show, and he couldn't do it.
Actually,
so.
You know what? I don't know what... He did a little bit with Ava, but mostly she just paid attention to his rear end.
Yes.
So yikes. You don't have to worry about
it. So he couldn't
he
get
might
it
be
up.
A Finkel freak.
Well, anyway, so they brought out one of the cameramen that was there. They used him.
And he was able to perform just fine.
he did the game like he was supposed to. And for 5 to 6 days now, I've gotten text messages from Kevin. Please get me in touch with Sunset Thomas. I would like another shot. I'm like, they've already filmed this. Like, it's done. It's over. They're editing it. It's going to go up. You know, you're not going to be in it. And he's like, well, just give me other information. I'll do it. I'm like, I can't give you her personal information. And I tell Kent this, and he goes, wow. We've created a monster. Whatever you do, never give him our number.
No. I'm like, in the porn world, they've got many dicks waiting.
Yeah.
And they're ready to go at all.
That one doesn't work. We're going to get the next one.
I mean, you're not like the women, like, oh, let's give her a break, put some lube on it, blah, blah, blah. No. Yeah. No, you have one shot.
That's
bam.
It.
Step and fetch, motherfucker.
So, we'll give you all the information when it's up. We're going to show our part because it's, you know, there's really nothing.
It's very tame.
Nothing obscene with our stuff, but the rest of the show, if you want to see it with the tits coming out and the world is watching your
weenie
segment.
And I think that we did a very educational portion, you know.
Yeah, it was
put
fun.
A condom on.
Yeah,
you know?
it was fun. It was really a lot
of
fun.
That was the theme of our segment.
So, look for that. And, Seth, something you might not know about Rebecca. Well, a couple of weeks ago when I was off on vacation, Rebecca decided to go skydiving.
Yay!
We haven't talked about it on the show yet.
Oh, my gosh. We went with Las Vegas or Vegas skydiving, and that was awesome. Can you believe I did it?
No, actually.
I'm really surprised you did, because you were sending things out the night before on Facebook.
Should I do it?
Should I? And people were like, no, don't do it. And other people were like, yeah, do it. You know.
Well, it's so funny, because the night before I talked to my brother and sister, like, dude, are you going to die in a car accident before you've done so many things that you actually should be dead. And then that morning I woke up and I was like, you know what? I'm sorry, Rose. I cannot do it. And then on the way there at like 7:30 in the morning.
I know.
I was like, do they provide Depends? But my mom on the way there, she was like, why wouldn't you do it? She's like, because she's, you know, she's a flight attendant. She's also a private pilot.
Crazy.
She's very crazy. She's very practical. She's just like, why wouldn't you do it? This makes no sense. Da, 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 da. Just do it. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. And then everybody there was so excited to do it. Da, da, da. So you guys go see Eddie. He's the owner of Vegas Skydiving, and it was awesome. He's also the
owner. How long was the whole thing?
Well, you know, you're there because you're waiting. We were waiting in line, blah, blah. But the whole thing was 7 minutes. I mean, not being in the airplane, but talking about the free fall was a minute.
The jump. When you leave the airplane.
Oh, I don't know. It takes you probably like 15 minutes to get to the drop zone. And it's out in.
I mean, when you leave the airplane, okay, how long is it?
It's a minute of free fall, and I forgot to breathe. And so, because most people, they scream, so they're going to breathe because they open the mouth. But I was trying to breathe through my nose. So I was like. But after that, I mean, and then it's a 6 minute just floating, which was awesome, because they actually do all these crazy moves where you actually spin to slow down, but they can go right, they can go left. I mean, I guess because you're falling so fast. It was so cool, and I was with the best guy, Joe. Awesome. Awesomest experience ever. I think I'm freaking number one. And actually,
I enjoyed watching your video of you.
It was
you.
So much fun. And we wrote like "Hi, Mom" on our hands. It was great. We had a blast. You guys, if you need the contact information, let me know. It's Vegas Skydiving. It's out in Jean, Nevada, about the Showboat or one of those casinos. It was a fucking amazing, and I can't wait to do it again. And also, Eddie owns the Queen Victoria, which is the English pub that's in the Riviera, which is honestly the best English pub in town. So afterwards, every night, everybody goes there and parties, and you can hang out with the skydiving crew. So it was a lot of fun.
That's cool. Yeah, I would never do that. Me and Anthony was supposed to jump off the stratosphere for his birthday 2 years ago, and that never happened.
No, I'm going to do that too.
But they don't do. They haven't been doing it.
Why not? Sky jump?
The
too hot.
No, I guess they like low attendance or something. They were just
I don't think they've promoted it enough.
Because you just jumped down the side of it.
The thing is, the picture of their ad was just like a chicken. Like, you're supposed to be a chicken shit. Like, it said sky jump, and it was just a chicken. Like, I think you need to show, because people were confused on how it worked. They just thought you base jumped, because that's what I was thinking at first. But they don't.
No, you're on a run.
And then
you're
they
on
think
a...
it's like a zip line, but it's actually a little bit different than that. So I think they actually need to show a picture of it. But sky jump, if you want me to help you set up your advertising campaign, just call.
I remember it was the first time I ever saw it. I didn't even know it was there, and all of a sudden you just see somebody fall off the stratosphere. Like, well, there goes another one.
Ah, you know, that won't be in the paper tomorrow.
Yeah. How much did he lose?
Yeah, that was some kid's college fund.
So, are your kids back in school, Seth?
Yes, and it's bittersweet, actually.
Yeah.
I sent them all off to school this week, and it's great that they're not in the house, but then there's nobody to help me with the baby right now either, so I got the baby all day, so.
Oh, and you know, you just sit there and go, goo goo ga ga, goo goo ga ga.
You know, I'm a housewife. I got shit to do.
Laundry, making beds.
No, fuck that.
Getting dinner together.
I do get dinner together. In fact, I put a fine dinner together this evening. Which I didn't get to
eat. Saw that three whole loaves of baked bread right there on Facebook.
Three whole loaves of bread.
Were they all different kinds of bread?
No, it was the same batch of bread, just three different loaves.
What could you tell us about Sam Higgins?
Huh?
What?
What are you talking about?
You know exactly.
I have no idea.
You tell us right now, Seth Turner.
I know exactly what I'm talking about.
Seth Turner, you better tell us right now.
Don't even go there.
Really? You're going to make me tell this story?
I'm going to make you so Rebecca can like laugh at you.
This is not a great story.
This is funny.
It's not funny.
It's funny.
It paints me in a bad color.
I know. And speaking of colored, who's Sam Higgins?
Do tell, Seth Turner.
Come on, Seth.
Whatever. Dick.
Ruin the show, Seth.
I'm a what?
You're a dick.
Oh, you have your option. You can tell this story or we can play a game.
I think we should play a game.
Huh. Do I get to know what the game is?
No.
Nope. I think you should go with the game.
Coming from you, that makes me think I ought to tell the story.
No, game. Game's going to be played either way.
Oh.
Now that I know about this game, there's a game.
All right. So I'm watching this commercial, and it's for heartburn. And it's the one where the black guy and the white guy walk up to the door, and one of them, they're wearing the chemical on the name of the chemical. No, the name of the chemical that's in the...
Nexium or some shit?
Yeah, it's Prilosec, some shit. I don't know what it is. Black dude. Now, few qualifiers here. I sing country music, which some of you know, some of you don't.
You do?
Yeah.
I'm talking to the listeners. Shut up. So with music blasting in my ear, my hearing is not what it used to be. And so this guy...
Use the N-word.
Huh? So this guy, he goes up, and they knock on the door. The guy who owns the house opens it up, and the black guy, to me, says, "Sup, N-word." And I'm like, what? And the first time I heard, like, what? I said, there's no way he said that. And so I've been waiting to see the commercial. And every time I see the commercial, I cannot hear what it sounds like. Sup, N-word. And I'm like, even if it's the black guy saying it, how are they getting away with this shit? So I texted Raymond. And I said, dude.
His manager.
I said, dude, you got to watch this commercial.
Tell me what the fuck
What the fuck he's saying, because this is what it sounds like. And that can't be right. So, 3 minutes later, he's gone on the internet. He texts me back four words. Sam Higgins, clearly racist. So apparently now the rest of the story, the Paul Harvey part of this is, I've seen that commercial 5 times since then, and it still sounds like sup, N-word. So now, Raymond and I, being Raymond and I, and having sick sense of humor anyway, he calls me up. I'm like, Sam Higgins.
So who the hell is Sam Higgins?
The guy who opened the door.
Opened the door in the commercial.
How do you know his name?
That's what they say.
That's what they say. He goes, Sam Higgins?
Sam Higgins. And he thinks he's saying, sup.
N-word. Oh, so you found out.
That Raymond found out that's what he was saying. He goes, Sam Higgins, clearly racist. And so I'm like, oh. And I still can't hear it. I'm trying to hear it. I'm trying. I'm begging myself to hear Sam Higgins. It's not working.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry. Send your hate mail, too.
Don't worry, Seth. It's only going to get worse.
At Facebook.com.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got some comments to get to.
Always my favorite.
And we've got I Can't Get Behind That coming up. We've got the Crazy 8 Countdown.
Wait. I can't get behind that?
I can't get behind that.
Well, there's nothing in here you can't get behind.
That's right, baby.
Anyway, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back after.
Hey, this is Chris Reject here. As a fan of comedy music, I want to tell you about this awesome CD from Dino Mike. It's called
Actually, it's Chimericana.
Anyway, it's great. Favorites like...
Banter, no one will know how'd I get so clever.
And...
My homies know that I'm totally cool when... with my school on rims to my private school.
And don't forget about
She wants a
baby bump, a baby bump, a baby bump, a baby bump, a baby bump, a baby bump.
So pick up your copy of Chimerishers
Chimericana.
It can be found at dynamite.com. And with his other albums, but
Chimericana
is the best one to date. Did I mention it also has...
Cause she's a dorkor. Saving geeks like you and me, she's a dorkor.
So order your copy of
Chimericana
today at dynamite.com.
Hi, this is Rebecca from the Rockin' Comedy Show. And if you're anything like me, you're always on the go. If you're planning a corporate event, working out, or getting the news ready for the Rockin' Comedy Show, whatever it is that keeps you moving, then all you have to do is try ZipFizz. It's all natural. It's not like all those other energy drinks that leave you with that hard crash. Just put it in your water and you are ready to go. Plus, I like all the different flavors. You can try grape, you can try orange or lemon. From their powdered formula to the instant shot, it really works for people on the go who just need that extra 4 to 5 hour boost. Visit them at ZipFizz.com or wherever ZipFizz is sold.
Hey friends, Crazy Jay here from the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'd like to tell you about the Las Vegas Volleyball Academy. They have youth classes twice a week for boys and girls from the ages of 10 to 18. But don't worry, they also have classes for adults as well. You can check out the Las Vegas Volleyball Academy located inside the YMCA in Centennial Hills. The number is 702-529-1090. You can get enrolled and also get details on prices. When you call, mention the Rockin' Comedy Show, and they'll waive the admission fee. Also visit www.lasvegasvba.com for even more details.
Okay, hi, this is Ava Devine, and you're listening to the RockinComedyShow.com.
To ask you not to shout like that.
Well,
it's like right in my ear, man.
Well, it goes with the song.
Yeah, but don't holler in my ear,
well,
man.
Well, it's authentic calypso.
Yeah, but like
shout.
If I stand next to me, man.
Well, the shout go with the bongo drums.
Well, not my bongo drums, man. I mean, move away.
Well, like. I don't see why.
No. Stand over next to the guitar, man.
He sent me over here.
Yeah? Well, then sing soft, man. You know, I mean, like, wow.
Okay.
It's too loud, man. That's better.
He's a day, 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 oh. Daylight come and me wan' go home.
Yeah, man.
Who work all night and a drink of rum.
Daylight come and me wan' go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
daylight come and we won't go home. Lift 6 foot, hold 7 foot, 8 foot,
man.
Punch. Daylight
too loud, man, too loud.
6 foot, 7 foot,
man.
8 foot,
hold it, hold
foot
it,
punch.
Daylight my ears, like my ears. No, hold it, man. It's too shrill, man. It's too piercing.
Oh, well, I don't see why.
No, it's too piercing, man. It's too piercing.
Well, I got through the shout.
No, man, it's too piercing. Like, I don't dig loud noises.
Well, you ruined the whole...
piercing.
...record is what you do.
Yeah, well, tough. I'll take my bongos and go, man, because the whole thing is, like, bugging me anyhow.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. I won't shout.
No, I'm cutting, man, like I didn't want to make this gig in the first place.
No, no, wait a minute. I'll be soft.
Yeah? Well, then back off from me, man. It's too piercing.
Okay. How's this?
Too loud, man.
Okay. Dale!
Too loud, man. I can still hear you. Would you mind leaving the room?
Okay.
Crazy.
Daylight come and we won't go home. Daylight come and we won't go home.
Hey, beautiful bunch of ripe banana.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come. Oh, man, don't sing about spiders. I mean, ooh, well, like I don't dig spiders.
Well, that's how the song goes. He goes,
hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Is that it? Can I leave now?
Oh, not yet. We got a big finish.
Hey. Yeah, man.
I locked myself out.
Crazy.
I come through the window.
Daylight come and
it is the rockin' comedy show.
You lie.
And Rebecca's here, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, Rebecca is here. I want to point out before I forget, I couldn't talk to Spaz about the story because it wouldn't have been funny to him because you are the train wreck.
Mm.
When I was in Idaho visiting my dad and Maggie, we went out one night to the Eagles Club. First off, we went and the band that was playing there was called Half Moon. They are the worst band I've ever seen in my life. The lead singer had a lisp. For one.
And when he sang.
And you call yourself a band, but it was him and a drummer, and the drummer was his wife.
That's awesome.
This place, like the Eagles, was really crowded when we got there. He played like...
It's like a VFW situation.
Right. And so they start the first song. This place clears out. Like, there's like... It's like, you know, Seth Turner at, you know, House of Blues.
Shut up. We were there.
Wait, what?
No, nobody else was. Like, no, I mean, this band played, and they're... And she's sitting there explaining to her her son Boyd about the show, and he's he has this wonderful girl on there that just such a lovely addition to the show.
Oh my god, her
name's Rebecca, and they call her the train wreck. And whenever she says something just off the wall, they make a train noise. What kind of fucking noise does a train make like that? So all night we threw it out like train's coming. Yeah. It was ridiculous. And she's in there, and she's like, I'm not going to have any more to drink. Then she gets another drink, and she introduces somebody that's never met her son. Have you met my third oldest? Your third oldest.
Do you have more than three?
And then I found out that she has a daughter named Jim. I told her I'd go light on her when we did the show when I came back.
Well, I mean, is Jim a tranny?
No, he's not.
He's not?
He just found out the other day for the first time that he's a daughter.
Oh, it's a guy.
It's a guy. She was like, she told me, she goes, have you ever met my daughter, Jim? I was like, no. No, I know this is a hillbilly area, but really? I've heard of a boy named Sue.
Listen, even hillbillies can't get that shit mixed up.
Yeah. No.
But I'm like, you're third oldest, so that, what is he, your youngest? It was so crazy. It was just hilarious. And then just, she doesn't read a menu. We went out to have Chinese food and she doesn't read a menu. She just immediately was going to have what my dad had and then didn't like it. And her son was like, well, maybe you should read the menu. Just like, she's so funny.
And what's this lady's name? Let's give her a shout out.
Maggie.
Oh, you're Maggie.
Yeah.
Oh, it was Maggie. I thought you were talking to this random lady at the fucking Eagles.
No, yo, this is my dad. She's talking. That's a train sound, apparently. Not anything like this.
Toot,
I'm way off. I was like, Boyd, please tell me that you weren't homeschooled. What does a chicken sound like?
Moo.
So, anyway, it was fun. We had a good time out there. And
love it.
Let's do some comments.
Let's definitely
from
do
California.
Some
we have Pooping.
Hey, Pooping.
Hey, Rockin' Comedy Show. Last week's show with Phoebe and Chris brought back a lot of memories for me when Jay used to host Nights of Comedy back in California and the great lineups he used to have. What a nice treat to hear them both on the show at the same time once again. You are welcome. From Nevada, we have Candace Waite. I want to make sure I say them right.
You gotta.
Rockin' Crew. Whiskey Dicks was a blast. Who knew I could chug beer like that? Me. That's why I did the contest. What are you guys doing next?
Hold on. Oh, shit.
I held it back. That's from that girl that we had in the beer chugging contest that you thought was the ringer that just downed that beer.
Oh, my God. I suck.
You guys will do better Sunday.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes, Sunday. That's your wife's birthday.
38th birthday.
Wow. What time is it?
Yeah.
It's currently 9:47.
Oh, you mean starts at 5, goes to whenever. It's Labor Day the next day. Who cares?
Will Glenn from Nevada writes, thanks for another awesome night at Whiskey Dicks. I cannot believe how much Roxy Gunn rocked the roof. And what pleasure to have the third degree back. See you guys in November. You are welcome, sir. That was fun. Good times.
Yeah, good times.
Quesadilla from Sweden, right?
Wow, that's pretty good for Swedish.
Yay. Hey, you crazy guy. I have been in Sweden now for 11 months to take care of my family, and I have to tell you how much fun I have listening to your show on a local pirate station. If you didn't know, you get played 3 times a week.
Shut the fuck up! That's awesome!
Sundays at 3 a.m., Tuesdays at 5 p.m., and Thursdays at 11 p.m.
You are kidding me! That's the best news I've ever heard!
Yeah, that's what he says.
Oh my God, we've been pirated! Holy shit!
Well, they pirate us in Ireland, too. A listener named Alan Kennedy actually goes into a bar on Sunday nights where they Listen to the show.
You are kidding me. That is like the coolest thing ever.
Well, I would like to say hello to my countrymen. They're not my countrymen, but I am Irish. Top to bottom.
Top of the bottom.
Anyway, quesadilla. Again, 3 times a week. Sunday at 3 a.m., Tuesdays at 5.
If you're in Sweden.
Thursdays at 11.
What station is that on?
Yeah, find out the pirate station. Tell us what it is.
Write them back and find out.
We'll send them a t-shirt.
Zip it.
We have nothing like it in Sweden.
I
think the last part's about you. Yeah. We have nothing like her in Sweden.
Oh, my God. That'd be illegal.
Ivana Drink from California writes, hey, gang, I have only been downloading the podcast for a little while now and checked out episode 151 this weekend because you guys speak so highly of it. And you're right. I was in tears.
Get in the pajamas.
Get in the goddamn pajamas.
Stick to the script.
Let me get into character. So, wait a minute. What do you mean scenario?
And my friend Dan Dan, the music man, chimes in again from North Carolina. Jay, I will do this till I stump you. I am impressed, but I gotta call you out one thing before I tell you my request. Last week you played a clip of Mechanical Man and you said you'd play it after the comments, and you played everything you said you're going to play except for Mechanical Man. I know, I realized that after I was listening to the show.
Sam
that
Higgins
song was not there. He says, but is the reason for not playing it because you don't have the whole thing? Bitch, I'm playing it. First song after the comments. It will be played. I swear I have the whole thing. Now to my request. How about an oldie but a goodie with a song called With My Little Ukulele in My Hand, banned from the radios because of the title by George Formby. Bet you don't know what year it was recorded. Actually, it was recorded October 23rd, 1933.
Now everybody's got there it a is. See? Notion of their own.
Oh my gosh.
Some like to mix up with the crowd, some like to be alone.
1933, but I'm getting that $50 from Tantana Music Man.
And, we used to do good use.
So I'll play that one after the comments as well. And how about I'm Going to Give It to Mary with Love by Cliff Edwards. That is from November of 1933.
I'm just a bashful boy in love with Mary.
I'm just a bashful boy.
Now, here's a question. The rest of the question, we'll see if you can figure it out, because I do know the answer. Cliff Edwards, do you know what famous character, cartoon character, he did the voice of?
I am just a bashful boy in love with Mary Green.
This
she is
so
really
easy.
The sweetest gal that I
not
have ever seen.
Not if you
seen.
Don't watch
I've
cartoons.
I've always lacked the courage to even squeeze her tight, but I've resolved to do
Mickey
my
Mouse.
Stuff when I
mean,
see her tonight.
Mighty Mouse.
I'm going to give
you were closer
to
with
Mary
Mickey Mouse.
Goofy. Love.
Jiminy Cricket.
Now if you Jiminy, listen, it's Jiminy Cricket.
Jiminy Cricket, that's what he said. Now if you listen,
I am just
you can
a
hear
boy in love
Jiminy
with
Cricket
Mary
singing in that song.
She is really the sweetest gal that I have ever seen.
When you
I've
wish upon a star.
So anyway, Dan, the music man, there you go. And he signs off with, see you in 2 weeks, I'm going on vacation. He ain't going on vacation. He's trying to find some more songs. That $50 is mine, bitch, when you come here in December. Fine. No appeal from Iowa.
No appeal
from Iowa writes, can you play Daddy's Money for my dad's birthday? Also, another prank call would be great.
Hell yeah, you better make that wish come true.
Hey,
pirated in Sweden, Iowa, bitch.
Let me give you a little bit of, just talking about Daddy's Money there. That's by the band Ricochet.
No. Not this version.
Oh, not this version?
Yeah.
Oh, well, never
go
mind.
Go ahead and say Ricochet.
Well, the band Ricochet, they actually are the people who played on my first album.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you have a copy of that first album?
You have a copy of that first album. Why the hell would I need to bring
you
one?
You mean this one right here?
Every time I get home, I say I pray.
Yeah, that one.
I love this one.
But I'm just a free brick shot.
I heard you do that for the first time live last night. That was awesome.
It was a blast.
That was great. I love
but
that
you
song.
Know what was, you know what was best about that show last night was that...
Everything.
The Clydesdale.
Oh,
that
yep.
band was
yeah,
fucking
she's
amazing.
She's awesome. This chick right here.
Well, away.
What's funny about that is I went back there to introduce myself to her and I give her a business card. She goes, oh, I know all about your show. I'm like,
I go,
you do? And she goes, yeah, we've been Facebook friends for over a year.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, oh. And she goes,
why didn't you tell me you were a singer? You're
she
awesome.
Goes, she goes, oh, it's me, Paige Overton. I go, oh, shit, you look so different. I had no idea.
If you lost weight or got the goiter removed.
Go out and find them on Facebook. Look up
yeah, they're
the Clydesdale. They are an amazing group.
Good stuff. Steve Whitmore from Indiana writes, anything from the Uninvited J, please. I still love them. All right, I'll get to them after the break as well.
You better not forget all these goddamn requests.
Our last request is Tickle Me in the Pink from Minnesota.
What does that mean?
Tickle Me in the Pink?
Huh?
You it know means it. To you play know. With your cotton candy all day long.
Oh, he's a housewife too?
Yeah. It could be a girl, Tickle
it
Me in the Pink.
Could be a Finkel freak.
Gang, what is something in your life you could go back and redo because you have a regret for something, and how would you fix it?
Ooh.
That's a good one, Rebecca. Do you need a little time?
No, I know. It kills me. It's one of the worst things I ever did.
Did you get away with it? How many years?
You never get away with it because there's people that aren't psycho, and that I'm really terribly not because I think about it all the time. I did some pretty nasty stuff to somebody's car at spring break, and that's enough. That's all I got to say about that. But I admit
you wouldn't do it again?
Fuck no.
You totally regret it?
I absolutely regret it, which means I'm not a complete psychopath.
Seth?
Honestly, I have a motto in life that I don't live with regret. I learn from it and move on.
It's good. I've pranked some people, but I don't think it's been anything that I regret doing because we prank Zach and Rhonda all the time. So I don't think there's really anything I've done. I mean, especially with the show, I think everything I've done with that's been awesome.
On the up and up.
Yeah, it's been great. So there you go, tickle me in the pink. We're gonna take a break. When we come back, right now we're gonna actually play all these requests that I have to get to, and I promise you, Mechanical Man will be the first song that I play.
And then we're gonna do.
I can't get behind that.
No, you're gonna play a song for that guy's dad's birthday, right. And also funny phone call.
Everything right now we're gonna do.
Yay!
You know what would be awesome? Play the Ricochet version.
That's not the song I meant, fucker.
I could probably pull that up and
anything you want, superstar.
Yeah, guest star. What's going on?
Whatever you want, you guest star.
We'll start it off with yeah, with the draw. And the draw comes with the hat.
And the boots.
Anyway, we still got I Can't Get Behind That coming up. Martin Andrews is going to stop by and talk to us about
the Rod Stewart impersonator.
He's going to talk to us about some stuff. And we have installed our Skype line this week, and we're hoping to try it out with Spaz.
Fingers crossed.
He's in Nebraska singing or spaz botting, whatever.
Spaz botting.
Wait a minute. Spaz
botting
is in Nebraska.
He's in. Yeah. That's why you're here.
He's like, send the colored boy west.
And not only that, because next week Rebecca and I will be going to the Weird Al concert.
We will.
And not only is she excited about that, she is going backstage to meet Weird Al. Yay! She's excited about that. So our Crazy 8 countdown this week is going to be the top 8 Weird Al polkas. That's right.
Yay.
I've never done that. I've done like the top 8 Weird Al songs, but never his polkas. So we're going to do that throughout the show and so much more. We even have a game that we're going to make Seth play.
A game?
This is fucked up.
It is in so many ways.
And we got it all happening on the Rockin' Cover.
I'm a mechanical man. Was built in a factory. My serial number is 08456713. I'm designed in the USA and manufactured in Japan. Does anybody know a robot girl who wants to be a mechanical man? I was made out of stainless steel to protect my brain from rust. There's a vacuum cleaner built into my chest that automatically picks up dust. I am 5'8" tall and as strong as a moving van. Does anybody know a robot girl who wants to meet a mechanical man? An automobile. I can put up a Christmas tree. I can milk a cow. I can mow a lawn. I can pour you a cup of tea. But I'm looking for someone who could help me to charge my coil and fill me up with batteries and feed me my daily.
Dan, the Music Man, Mechanical Man, by Ben Bolt, and the Nuts, your request. Come on, keep stumping me. You've got 2 weeks. And I believe your new request this week is a little number, simply titled, with my little ukulele in my hand by George Formby. This, like I said, was recorded in October of 1933, was released on an album called Listen to the Band, songs that were banned from the 1920s and 30s just because of their titles. People thought they were a little too risque back then. You give it a listen and find out for yourself. Here's George Formby, ukulele in my hand.
Everybody's got a crazy notion of their own. Some like to mix up with the crowd, some like to be alone. It's no one else's business, as far as I can see. But every time that I go out, the people stare at me with my little ukulele in my hand. Of course the people do not understand. Some say, why don't you be a scout, why don't you read a book? But I get lots more pleasure when I'm playing with me you. Of course I take no notice, you can tell. For mother's sound advice will always stand. She said, my boy, do what I say, and you'll never go astray if you keep your ukulele in your hand. Yes, son, keep your ukulele in your hand. While walking down the prom last night, as peaceful as can be, when some young girl said, what about a stroll down by the sea? She said her name was Jane and that she'd just come for the day. She looked so young and harmless that I couldn't turn away. So with me little ukulele in me hand, I took a stroll with Jane along the sand. We walked along for miles without a single care or frown. But when we reached the sand hill, she said, come on, let's sit down. I felt so shy and bashful sitting there, 'cause the things she said I didn't understand. She said, your love just turns me dizzy, come along, big boy, get busy. But I kept me ukulele in me hand. Yes, sir, I kept me ukulele in me hand. Made up my mind that I'd get wed some 18 months ago. I also bought a book about the things you want to know. But just about a week ago, I got an awful fright. I had to get dressed quickly in the middle of the night, and with me little ukulele in me hand, I ran along the road for Dr. Brand. It didn't take him long to get his little bag of tools. I held his hat and coat and let him have me book of rules. Out of the bedroom door he looked and smiled, said, come inside and see your wife and child. My heart, it jumped with joy. I could see it was a boy, for he had the ukulele in his hand. Oh, baby, he had the ukulele in his hand.
Listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show, that's George Formby from 1933 with a song called My Little Ukulele in My Hand. That one going out to Dan the Music Man, who made that request, who has been trying to stump me for some time now, and he has yet to do so. Is there a song out there you think you can stump me with? All you have to do is go to the website, rockincomedyshow.com, go to our contact page, fill out a comment. Tell me what song you think I may or may not have. And you never know. You could win a prize. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am Crazy Jay. I am your host. And Dan the Music Man also tried to stump me with this next one from 1933. It's Cliff Edwards and a classic song called I'm Gonna Give It to Mary with Love. Here it is for you now on the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Just a bashful boy in love with Mary Green. She is really the sweetest gal that I have ever seen. I've always lacked the courage to even squeeze her tight, but I've resolved to do my stuff when I see her tonight. I'm gonna give it to Mary with love.
I've got something that she's fondest of. Now I know that she has had it before and marries a gal that all the fellas adore. I'll let her take it right in her hand, 'cause I know she'll stroke it so grand. Like Jack and Jill, we'll both get a thrill when I give it to Mary with love. My little kitten, I'll give it to Mary with love. I'm gonna give it to Mary with love. She's my sweet, cute turtle dove. About my loving, she's always been keen. She'll say when I give it, it's the finest she's seen. She'll think of it long after I'm gone. I'm gonna put it right where it belongs. Like Cleo and Mark, we'll spoon in the park when I give it to Mary with love. I mean a necklace, I'll give it to Mary with love. To Mary with love. When I do it, I may need a shove. Because you see, I'm so bashful and shy. I'm afraid she'll take it from some other guy. I want to be her number one man and give it the best that I can. I'll be daring and dashing, for she's my passion. When I give it to Mary with love, I mean a diamond, I'll give it to Mary with love.
Yeah, there it is, Cliff Edwards, who of course went on to be the voice, I said earlier, of Jiminy Cricket. I'm gonna give it to Mary with love. But right now on the Rockin' Comedy Show, we also had a request. They wanted a song for their dad's birthday, and I guess. I mean, I played some songs for my dad for his birthday last week, so why not? And the song was Daddy's Money. The version they're looking for is by Ogden Etzel, the same guys that bring you Dead Puppies. But this is the version that Seth was talking about. Check it out. The only country that we allow on this show is Seth Turner. But anyway, that's Ricochet with their version of Daddy's Money. Not the version that our listener friend was looking for. She wanted this one for her dad's birthday. Here's Daddy's Money by Ogden Edsel.
Hey, Rollo, what are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm going to hook up the Betamax to the microwave and watch some hot TV.
I'm going to Palm Springs.
That's great. You people have to work for a living. We don't. Here's why. I got equipment and a van, and I want to start a band with
Daddy's Money.
Yeah. Sure. I'll pick out a shiny new guitar and a girl with PR
with Daddy's Money.
Ooh, boy. Listen, I got a house in Malibu, 16 tracks out by the pool with
Daddy's Money.
You know what? We won't practice every day, but we'll make it anyway with
Daddy's Money.
Sure we will.
Their feet.
once we bought up every seat with
daddy's money.
You can get what you want.
For the uninvited, you shall receive the uninvited Steve Whitmore of Indiana I'll never stop playing them. I love them just as much as you. That, of course, is Good with a capital G. And ahead of that, a request going out to Noah Peel of Iowa, who wanted Daddy's Money for her daddy's birthday. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. My name is Crazy J. Have we taken care of all of your requests this week? Yes, we have. We do have a request for a prank call. And we'll get to that a little bit later on in the show. We are going to take a quick break when we come back. We've got more of the Rockin' Comedy Show. We've got the Crazy 8 Countdown, which today, this week, we're doing the Top 8 Weird Al Yankovic Polkas. That's right. Never done that before. We have done an all 8 Weird Al Countdown, but not specifically the polkas. And we're going to have that for you coming up.
Attention race fans, are you ready for the experience of a lifetime? Come down and experience the feel of real racing at Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing. Sunday. Located at 4288 South Polaris in fabulous Las Vegas, just minutes from the strip, Fast Lap will strap you into a 200cc open-wheeled rocket of adrenaline for the racing experience of a lifetime. And if you mention the Rockin' Comedy Show Sunday through Friday night, you'll get three races for $25. How much? I said $25. Oh, my God! Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing. You gotta be there!
Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing opens Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Visit www.fastlaplv.com or www.rockingcomedyshow.com for more details.
This is Angie from the Rockin' Comedy Show. You need to see the Anthony Cools Experience, the number one hypnotist at Paris in Las Vegas.
Hi, this is Anthony Cools, star of the Anthony Cools Experience at Paris, Las Vegas. I just want to let you know I can't help but use my skills in the art of hypnotism for naughty purposes.
Hypnotizing nightly, must be 18 years or older. Call the box office for more information at 1-877-374-7469.
This is Faz
and Crazy J of the Rockin' Comedy Show
telling you to go check out the Anthony Cools Experience, the number one hypnotist in Las Vegas. Check it out. Hey, this is Spaz from the Rockin' Comedy Show. If you have dreams of becoming a model or an actress, or you have a band or act that needs representation, you need to check out VegasTalents.com. Their staff of trained professionals will help steer your career in entertainment in the right direction. Being an entertainer myself, I understand how hard it is to make it on your own. Do yourself a favor and listen to your buddy Spaz. Don't do it by yourself. Have the right people talking for you. And they are at VegasTalents.com. Check it out.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Crazy J.
It is time for the Crazy 8 Countdown here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. And what do you say? Let's get started at number 8. Here's Weird Al.
They tell us that we lost our tails, evolving up from little snails. I say it's all just wind and sails. Are we not men? We are devil. Are we not medieval? Slave. I'm a little girl.
hot-blooded chicken and sea. Got a fever of 103. Come on, baby, do you do more than dance? I'm hot-blooded, hot-blooded. Every breath you take, every move you make, every bond you break, every step you take, I'll be watching you.
Darling, you gotta let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. But you gotta let me know, whoa, 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 should I stay or should I go? But it's all right now. In fact, it's a gas. But it's all right. Jump and jack flash. It's a gas, gas, gas. People try to put us down.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Say they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
Hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
This is my generation.
This is my generation, baby.
My generation.
Well, I'm talking about my
generation.
That's Polkas on 45, number 8 on the Crazy 8 Countdown, as we count down the top 8 Weird Al polkas of all time. Why? Because Rebecca and I are going to the Weird Al concert next week. We are excited. We are pumped. So why not count down the top 8 polkas, the songs that get you moving, just to prove to you, polkas do kind of rock. If you're ready, let's continue the countdown, shall we?
Is this heaven?
Heaven? Hardly. This is the Crazy J Show. It's many things, but it's not heaven.
Then why are we discussing heaven?
Because it rhymes with seven.
Seven? As in the seven deadly sins?
No, as in number 7 on the Crazy 8 Countdown.
Stick my hand in my heart, spill it all over the stage. Would it satisfy you? Would it slide on by you? Would you think the boy is strange? Ain't it strange? If I could win, if I could sing a love song so divine, would it be enough for your cheating heart if I broke down and cried? If I cry, I said, I know it's only rock and roll, but I like it. Ship bound for cotton fields, sold in a market down in New Orleans. Scarred old slaver knows he's doing all right. Hear him with the women just around midnight.
gentlemen.
Laughter, joy, and loneliness, and sex, and sex, and sex, and sex. Look at me! I'm in tatters!
Gentlemen!
I'm shattered!
Gentlemen! Shattered!
This doesn't happen to me every day, oh my!
Let's spend the night together!
No excuses offered anyway, oh my!
Let's spend the night together!
I'll satisfy your every need!
Every need!
And now I know you'll satisfy me! My.
Let's spend the night together! Now I need you more than ever! Let's spend the night together now!
Number 7 was Al's tribute to the Rolling Stones with the Hot Rocks Polka. You can find that on the UHF Original Motion Picture Soundtrack and Other Stuff's album. The Hot Rocks Polka coming in at number 7. Number 8 on our countdown was Polkas on 45. We're counting down the top 8 Weird Al Yankovic polkas this week on the Crazy 8 Countdown. Let's continue. That was number 7. We had number 8. What could be left?
Ain't no tricks, got my fix. Number 6 on the Crazy 8 Countdown.
I wanna you like an animal. My whole existence is flawed.
just a rat in a cage.
Despite all my rage, I am still just a rat in a cage. And someone will say, what is lost can never be saved. Despite all my rage, I am still just a rat in a cage.
Comedy show. We are up here on the 44th floor of the Korean Taco Plant. Seth Turner is filling in for Spaz this week. We've got Rebecca here, and of course, Martin Andrew has joined us up here on the 44th floor.
Hello.
Welcome to the new studio.
Thank you for having me back in the new studio with the bordello look.
Yes.
Well, we tried to get you back at the Erotic Heritage Museum so you could team up with Ava Devine again.
Yeah. She put on a show. It could have been your butthole being molested.
I don't remember that. What happened with her anyway? We got cut off the air, didn't we?
Yeah, the webcams.
We got shut down that night. Yeah, there was a lot of fornicating going on in the room.
There wasn't really when they turned it off.
Well, it was a fair bit, as I remember.
Not that they were seeing.
No, they wouldn't have seen that. No. It was all below the belt, so to speak.
Right. But welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me back. You got M&Ms in the new studio and everything. I like this.
Yeah.
With only small amounts of urine.
Amounts of urine that kind of adds to the flavor.
They've been repainted.
Good. I like that. Not bad.
So how you been?
Been all right. I'm still actually a little bit traumatized from the hate mail I've been receiving.
Tell us about this lovely
Yeah, we've got some stories.
Yeah. Well, you invited me to that charity go-kart event, which I did, and, you know, came down there. And ever since, I got this hate mail. Apparently, I did something bad.
Yeah, we've talked about it briefly. You bumped Arian Black maliciously, apparently.
What's your name? Arian what?
Black.
Arian Black. That's an oxymoron, isn't it?
Anyway, you bumped her maliciously.
From what the email said, it sounded like I was really going after her deliberately to smash into her.
And in the video, it basically stated that, you know, you're not supposed to bump anybody.
Well, apparently, yeah. I mean, I didn't see anybody else that was at all interested in that video. All I saw was people, you know, having a beer and getting out on the track and having a good time. But apparently she sat there, you know, and watched this video, and then was a little
she
bit...
She was the only one.
She was the only one in there.
I didn't watch the video.
No, I didn't watch the video, but she got really pissed off.
I didn't
off
watch it.
When I bumped into it.
Well, see, I didn't watch it.
But yeah, I got this hate mail, which, you know, clearly stated that I was petulant, arrogant, which I'm proud of. What other things did she say?
Well, I think Rebecca's favorite part was the fact that she was left in the parking lot crying.
Yeah, that's apparently what happened. She actually, her manager or something and her were in the parking lot and she was actually bawling, crying, teary-eyed.
I think that she, her manager was like, you know, it was supposed to be a great event. You know what? You should have sucked it up for the kids and not cried and dealt with it afterwards. Because you're ruining my event now. And Arian, if you'd like to have a talk with me and sell my manager and my company, I'm not going to work in this town again because you are weak, come and get me. I am at Rebecca Zimlick. I am on Facebook.
There's no crying in go-karting.
There's definitely no crying in
go-karting. There's no crying.
there was crying. You know,
there's and no it
was
crying and gold.
She's ruining our. She's trying to steal the thunder from Arvin.
I mean, if anybody
I'll
was
give her something to cry about.
If I wanted to see someone crying, it was Anthony Coles. I wanted to see him cry.
he left.
He left.
Quickly.
You see,
he left.
He left. Yeah, but that wasn't that one of his friends.
Yes. Yeah. It is.
I mean, there's controversy right there. You see.
Well, he couldn't believe the story.
What did he think
when I told him?
I mean, and this show that she's doing in town. What was the name again? Arian Oxymoron Black.
Yeah.
Right. Arian Let's Black. Just cut the oxy out. But anyway, I mean, where is her show? I want to go and see her show.
Well, apparently it hasn't opened yet, but they're
building, surprise.
No, they're building her a new theater because she was at the Westin.
A new theater. One to accommodate her ego and the size of her ass?
Well, I guess because it's at the Fashion Show Mall.
Oh, really? Oh, I look
yeah,
forward to seeing
a,
that.
It's going to be a good place. Wait,
Fashion Show Mall, is that the one that's...
The big one? Are you kidding me?
Where the hell is that?
It's right here on the strip, right across
opposite
from the
Encore.
Oh, that's
that,
that,
yeah.
that one.
That one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's where the uppity people go, right?
But I'm,
no,
I'm actually
everybody
thinking of,
goes there.
I'm thinking of suing her, actually, because I've needed therapy since that.
Well, I mean, they basically threatened that if you didn't apologize, you would never work in this
I
town
w- and now
now you're security.
Now I'm working at Pure Nightclub on the 7th doing a show. Plug, plug, plug.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Isn't that weird that you're doing that and the real Rod Stewart's actually at Caesar's Palace?
Isn't that kind of weird?
Like, Pure couldn't afford him, so they're like, let's
pretty
get,
much, yeah, like, you know,
Martin.
We can't afford Rod Stewart, so what's the next best thing or, you know, the cheapest thing? And then they got me.
Well, so, yeah, it serves as a double purpose because the people who can't afford Rod Stewart tickets can just go see you.
Exactly, which makes
yeah,
me feel
you
really
have,
special.
Like, some people yeah. that are totally yeah. into you, like stalkers.
Yeah, which brings us to our next story.
You have a stalker?
Well, yeah, but yeah, not anymore.
I never met this girl, but she did hit me up months ago. I think even last year when we first did the show bus is when she hit me up and said, oh, yeah, Martin and I are friends.
It really got out of control. I mean, she was stalking, I mean, hunting for me in the Flamingo, trying to find me.
She couldn't find you. I mean, it's not large.
No. She found him.
Yeah, well, she found some people who kicked her out, and well, she did find me there, and then
she came up behind you, right?
Yeah, and then she was also contacting my daughter in London.
What? How did she get that far?
Well, this girl is very ingenious on Facebook. I mean, how did she get you? She looks at links of things that are going on.
I think you might have promoted you were doing this show
or
something.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's and any conversation I had on there would be commented on. By the said person.
Wait, you can say her name. It's Carl.
No, I'm not going to even bother. But
yeah, she doesn't deserve that.
I'm not even going to bother. But yeah, consequently, I've had to shut down a lot of things on Facebook
Why?
And stuff like
Why
that.
Why don't you just get rid of her?
Well, listen
well,
to,
I, that's
listen
what, I'm
to
talking
what
about.
She did just while she was in town over the weekend.
See, that's disturbing, isn't it? Yeah, just over the weekend. I mean, it was constantly hounding me, looking
what
through.
What did she want?
To talk to me.
And what did she have to say when she talked to you?
Nothing.
And so could you not say, listen, you don't really have anything to say, can you go? And then she would
It was just very old. I mean, there was at one point she was staring at me for about 20 minutes, which was very disconcerting.
Did you call security?
Yeah, no doubt. And then there was the phone calls to my house.
Now how the fuck did she get your home phone number?
Well,
wait. Why the fuck do you have a home phone number?
Well, it's in my wife's name, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she went through the book and found.
And did you say quit calling me? And
no, I actually have an answering machine that doesn't say it's my company mm-hmm. answers it, but it's an English voice because it's me on the answering thing, right? So then you get
she
this.
Left a message?
Yeah, twice.
What'd she say?
Things just about wanting to talk to me and hang out and hoping she wasn't bothering me.
And did you say you're bothering me?
I didn't respond to it.
So this is why she keeps talking to you, because
yeah,
you didn't give her a freaking answer.
I didn't give her an answer because what I did was I just...
You wanted her as a fan.
I blocked everything. No, everything's blocked now. And I told both my daughters to cancel her on Facebook and block it. And my phone, I even bought an app for my iPhone so I can block people. I could even block you. We could do that tonight if you like.
Yeah. But you won't.
I won't block
but
you.
But I know, you know, it might have been simple if you just gave the girl an answer.
Yeah, but I don't want to get into it on here, why I didn't do that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, he'll tell you more during the break, but it's pretty awesome.
So our fans don't get to know. I'll tell you guys. Hit me up on Facebook.
He's going to write, he'll put it in his next book.
Next book, yeah.
Follow Rebecca's blog.
Nobody said stalkers were easy. Yeah.
But interesting stuff that you've had going on.
Yeah, like I said, the only good thing is I got this gig at Pure coming up, and then the, are you going to be down at the San Gennaro Festival?
Possibly.
You should come down. Maybe do a there? Do a live show at San Gennaro. Yes, I'm going to be there. I can set up for you with Tony Sacco if you want. I am singing.
Singing?
Yeah.
So tell us about this Pure.
Yeah. What are you doing at Pure?
It's a show. I don't exactly know exactly who else is in it. But I think there's a Michael Jackson and there's always a Michael Jackson.
What day of the week is it?
It's on the 7th. And it's through...
It's next Wednesday.
It's
next
through... Wednesday. Yeah, it's through Larry Ladd.
Oh, Larry.
Who I haven't worked for before, actually.
Never
and he just called me out of the blue and said that I'd been recommended. So we set it up, and then we're going to do that, and then we've got San Gennaro after that.
You know what? You are in a great spot right now, because now that Rod Stewart is here, I imagine your work is going to go through the roof.
I totally disagree.
What?
Everyone says that to me, right? But
it will.
As far as the impersonator thing goes, Rod Stewart is way down the food chain in Las Vegas. Most of the work
still,
I do now is out on the East Coast. I fly out there or Russia.
And
go out there.
Honestly, it's a damn shame because Rod Stewart, in my opinion, is one of the most underrated artists ever.
Well, he did that whole jazz thing, which was pretty impressive.
Well, it wasn't jazz. It was the Great American Songbook.
Great American Songbook, but five volumes of
it. And they, every one of them were fantastic.
Huge. I mean, huge success.
Yeah.
But when it comes
you never
to...
know. Let's keep up positivity.
Yeah. But like I say, when it comes to the impersonator world, Vegas is still stuck on Elvis, Marilyn, the Rat Pack. All right. And if you say Rod Stewart, what? But when it's done at the show, it works good.
Right.
But no one ever thinks to do it. Straight off the bat, they always think Elvis. You know, if they get an option, like most agents, what they'll do is if they call me, they say, can you do a show? And you say yes. And then what they do is they pick about 20 different artists, then go to the customer and say, okay, what do you want? I've got this. Oh, we'll take Elvis.
Yeah, it's...
Because it's so Vegas.
It's awesome.
People can't see that on the radio,
shopped.
Can they? I was doing parentheses.
I get shopped by booking agents so that they can get somebody else who'll do it for cheaper.
Yeah.
You know, it's... But you know, talking about... You get a call and say you got recommended. Mm-hmm. You know, it just makes your whole day. You're like, yeah.
Well, the other thing that made my day was he asked me for a price and I gave him one and he doubled it.
So now you're
making,
now you're
a good day.
$8?
So now I don't have to pay anybody.
We had a show a few weeks ago where I got a bonus sight unseen. Mm-mm. Walked through the door, they handed me a bonus.
What?
Yeah. It was sweet.
He said, you better put it on tonight. You're super happy.
we did, too. We played one set, then we took a 20-minute break, then we played for 2.5 hours to finish off the night.
Never Hell yeah.
Break. But, you know, it's just touching back on that. You got recommended. I got recommended this week, too, and you're just like, yeah.
Well, it's nice when awesome it's far and few between these days, or few and far between.
Yeah, especially when you don't ask for it, because usually if you don't ask, you do not receive.
Yeah, true enough.
Well, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll have more with Martin. I've uncovered a track, a singing track of yours that you may or may not remember doing here on the show.
Oh, shit.
That's what I would say, too.
And we'll be...
Was there a trainee involved?
No.
Not with
well,
me.
There
not
was some
no,
ass play.
No.
I think about it. Free and clear.
So, no, it was actually...
Can I ask you, what songs of his do you do? I mean, I'm sure it's quite a list, but...
Your favorites. Not the audience's favorites.
My favorites?
Yeah.
My favorite one is Downtown Train, which is actually a Tom Waits song, but I like that one. The ballads, Have I Told You Lately, that's a good one to do.
Mm-hmm.
And Stay With Me. The old Faces stuff is kind of fun to do. Stay With Me and Every Picture Tells a Story. But you don't get to do those a lot. I mean, usually, like this gig, it's four songs. So you have to do Maggie May, Hot Legs, Do You Think I'm Sexy? And then
that
I'll stick in Have
song.
I Told
that's
You Lately.
That's one of the best songs of all time.
Well, Do You Think I'm Sexy?
Yep. Well, I'm going to tell you a story.
Well, yes, she does.
Well, when I was in high school, I was a telemarketer. And they'd listen in on your conversations. And while I was waiting for the person to come to the phone, actually, let me go this way. Someone came up to me and said, you know what? You won a perfect score. Da, da, da. We did all the things. We just have one thing. It's not really a count against you because no one was on the phone, but they actually put in their report. I was singing, do you want my body? And I think I'm sexy.
Which is nice.
Actually in the report that I was like singing that while I was waiting for the person to come to the phone.
That song is a lot of fun.
It's good.
A lot of fun, yeah.
We had a lot of fun on the bus.
Or Forever Young is a good one as well.
It was.
Yeah, I like doing that one.
And we'll take a
break.
Well,
you wait. So I think that you should sing your favorite song by Rod Stewart just because you don't get the chance that often, and mm-hmm. we want you to sing either way.
Well, just wait until we come back. You'll get to hear something that he did.
Awesome.
And I don't. You may or may not remember it, so we'll do it when we get back.
I'm worried.
Shit, I thought.
Hey, this is Spaz from the Rockin' Comedy Show. If you have dreams of becoming a model or an actress, or you have a band or act that needs representation, you need to check out VegasTalents.com. Their staff of trained professionals will help steer your career in entertainment in the right direction. Being an entertainer myself, I understand how hard it is to make it on your own. Do yourself a favor and listen to your buddy Spaz. Don't do it by yourself. Have the right people talking for you. And they are at VegasTalents.com. Check it out.
Hey, this is Chris Reject here. As a fan of comedy music, I want to tell you about this awesome CD from Dino Mike. It's called
actually, it's Chimericana.
Anyway, it's great. Favorites like...
Banter, no one will know how'd I get so clever.
And...
My homies know that I'm totally cool when... with my school on rims to my private school.
And don't forget about
She wants a
baby mama, baby mama, baby mama, baby mama.
So pick up your copy of Chimericers.
Chimericana.
It can be found at dynamite.com. And with his other albums, but
Chimericana
is the best one to date. Did I mention it also has...
Cause she's a dorkhorn. Saving geeks like you and me, she's a dorkhorn.
So order your copy of
Chimericana
today at dynamite.com.
Hey, Mike, don't you think 12 inches is kind of big?
Dude, it's huge, but I can handle it. I've done it before.
When?
Last week. Twice.
Wow. And how did you feel afterward?
Well, I was pretty full, not going to lie.
So, has this become a weekly thing with you?
Well, I'm not trying to set a record or anything. I mean, come on, don't you think anything more than 12 inches is just ridiculous for one person?
Well, I guess I'll watch you today and see how it goes. But I think I'm going to try the meatloaf.
Yep, gotta go with that 12-inch pizza again. Although, the Big Dick's burger does look good, too.
Wow, I've never been so gay for a 12-inch pizza in my life. Go check out Whiskey Dick's, located on 2750 East Craig Road. See you there.
It's Kevin Burke from Defending the Caveman at Harrah's Hotel and Casino in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada, and you are listening to the one and only Rockin' Comedy Show.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are back up here on the 44th floor.
Woo!
And,
Martin,
this is going to go back maybe 2 years when you did this at Three Tomato and a Mozzarella with former co-host Mad Mike.
All right, you got to get the mood, so I get the mood.
Oh, that's right, we put a wig on him, didn't we?
You need a wig?
No, they put a wig on Mad Mike.
Mad Mike, yeah.
So he'd look like Rod Stewart.
Oh, perfect.
Do you have footwork, Mike?
Oh, he's staying with you?
Oh, yeah.
I'll do this bit, you ready? In a style.
That's what I think I...
May the good Lord be with you down every road you roam.
Woo!
And may sunshine and happiness surround you when you're far from home.
Shake
your ass.
No, this is good.
May you grow to be proud, dignified.
That's Mike there, right?
And true.
No, thank you. This is me coming up now. Here we go.
And do what to others.
Yeah, that's me.
And I go back to you.
Yeah. That's why I get paid the big bucks.
Also, that same night, Spaz doing...
You,
unforgettable, both parts. Natalie Cole and Nat King Cole.
Oh, Spaz was around 2 years ago.
You remember, this was before Mike thought he was a douchebag.
It's my favorite douchebag.
There's a dog humping my leg right now. Point that out.
Unforgettable.
shirt.
So there is something Spaz can't do in music.
The dog's actually eating cold. My shirt. Like a song.
This was the night that Mike's girlfriend said, "Oh, that you're Spaz. It's so nice to meet you. You're so cute." And then ever since then, it was downhill ever since. So, well, this is Mike too. Singing that to Kim.
Oh dear, it couldn't have been 2 years ago.
It was.
No, he just started dating her.
It was 2 years ago. Spaz has been co-host for a year, and he's been out a year, and that was before all that went down, so.
I don't think so.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Is it that long already? Jesus. I remember that night, though. I do remember it with the sticking the wig on him, and we put a tie on him and the leopard print jacket.
Where did you get the wig? Because
I have one.
Oh, okay. Because yeah, I say, your hair's pretty Rod Stewart-ish.
Really, I don't need it, but there was a time when I thought I might need it when I was going to do something else for a while where my hair would have been dark. But, yeah, it looked quite amusing on Mad Mike.
Were you going to be the fifth Doctor Who?
The fifth, no, the 17th Doctor Who.
17th Doctor yeah. Who. Okay.
Yes. It's got to be at least the 17th by now.
Oh, yeah. What are they at now?
Seven.
No, I remember.
No, they're more than that.
The first Doctor
every
Who
every season they get
John
to one new.
Pertwee.
No, it's not every it's
here's
not
a
every
picture
season.
Of Mad Mike and Martin together as Rod Stewart and Rod Stewart.
Mike looks great.
How many are there?
Never knew Rod Stewart had braces.
Tennant was seven or eight.
There has been a lot. I think they change every season or
it's
two.
It's not every season. But they do change.
I mean, they do change.
I liked, my favorite one was with the guy, was he on, in the TV show Rome? Oh, I can't remember what show he was on, but.
Since they brought it back out, it's been Eccleston, Tennant, and now this Matt Smith guy.
Do they still have the TARDIS?
No,
you can't do
without the TARDIS.
I haven't watched it since it was John Pertwee as Doctor Who. And the big thing was Doctor Who and the Daleks. You ever seen the Daleks?
They still have the Daleks.
They have those.
They have the Daleks. They have the...
Just to scare the hell out of me.
My brother used to wear the big long scarf. He loved Doctor Who.
But the Daleks look like a dildo with leprosy.
So,
it's been a while.
Just thought I'd point it out.
Sorry to interrupt the nerd talk, but what's going
Geek
on with
speak.
What's going on with your movie?
The movie's coming out. It's on the 7th draft now, which is good. I've hooked up with a production company that's actually going to make this thing. And that should start, hopefully, middle of next year.
Ooh, tell us. What is it about?
This is a story about your life, right?
No. Absolutely not.
Whose life is it?
I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag exactly what it's about, because I've been told not to. But it's it delves into... It's called Disguised, I can tell you that. That's the movie's title, is Disguised.
Nothing to do with Rod Stewart.
Nothing, no. It's absolutely fuck all to do with Rod Stewart. Totally away from
for one moment in time you
we're
can
trying to
escape.
Get Rod Stewart to do one of the parts in the movie, but it's nothing to do about him. No, I'm joking.
So is this going to be like, you know, for wake up time to get up to go to the Rock and Comedy Show?
Way to go, Martin.
Air raid, everybody get under the desk.
Let me just turn that off.
So is this going to be something that you guys are going for the festivals for?
The main release and the distribution is already in place for this. They have it set up, so mm-hmm. this company. The main release is not going to be here in America. It's going to be Britain, Europe, Canada.
So is this going to be a big thing, yeah. not just festival-driven?
No, not at all. This is going to be... It'll probably go... They're going to do... I don't
art
know exactly
house.
How it works. The business end of it, I really am quite ignorant about right now. I'm learning as I go along.
Because they're going to rob you blind.
No, they're not going to... Actually, no, because I actually get to be part of the production company. Mm-hmm. So I get cut there. I wrote it, so I get... money for that, and I'm actually going to.
So,
be,
are you recording in here, filming in here?
That's up in the air as well. It could be. It won't be in Vegas. Definitely not.
Yes,
it's going to be somewhere.
You should bring some money to Vegas. What are you talking about?
Yeah, right. It may be done here or up in Canada. We're not sure which. Yeah.
Well, bring some of those film production dollars here to Vegas. Yeah. Hello.
Yeah. Once we get a little bit more into the blurbs being done on this thing about what it's, because I'm not actually writing the blurbs. You know, when you have those little hook things about what it's about, I don't even know what it's called.
Like,
I'm learning as I go along with this. I just wrote this thing and this guy picked up on it, so I'm kind of learning as I go along with it.
But you got a lot of stuff going on. You may be gone for like 10 months.
Yeah, the Canadian thing as well just came up. A company that I used to work for up there contacted me, and they have a show which I may end up doing. It starts in January, and it goes right through.
Oh, good. September. You'll be here for the Halloween party.
Yay.
For October, yeah. If I do that, it's three cities. It's 3 months in each city, and then you get a couple of weeks in between. We Winnipeg in Canada, then Edmonton and Alberta, and then Calgary. And they're fun. It's musicals. It's like acting and singing and boogieing and all that kind of crap. But some people I worked with before, so we're just looking at it as an option. But the other thing that we were just talking about on the way over here with the gentleman who's sitting here who hasn't got a mic, his name is Val, and he's from Russia. He has to be quiet in the corner over there. But he's
a promoter,
and he's the one who took me over to Russia last Christmas and New Year's, where I almost had to sing Jingle Bells, and I don't want to talk about it.
Can you tell the time you almost had to sing Jingle Bells?
I mean, if you didn't bring it up, it means you want to talk about it.
Imagine this, right? You fly all the way to Russia, to Vladivostok, which is a long flight, and you get there, and you no time for rest or anything. You have to go and meet the Russians. And I can't speak Russian, right? All I have is this guy over here is my interpreter.
Tell us a story how you wait for.
Well, oh, yeah. First of all, yeah, this is the worst. First of all, I arrive in Vladivostok, and it's minus, my nuts are frozen off, temperatures. And I get through to customs. It's very dodgy when you get over there because they have all the fuzzy hats on. I mean, it just looks like the movies, right? I get into Vladivostok airport, and I'm there with my trolley with all my stuff on, and there's no one there to meet me.
And at the same time, we are basically getting print out. We're basically just wrong time. And we're just not in a hurry.
So I'm sat there
Russia.
Thinking I've been stiffed by this Russian bastard. All right, and oh shit, what am I going to do now? And I can't speak the language. I've got no Russian money on me, nothing at the time. But anyway, he shows up. We get back to the hotel and get into this meeting.
No. It's not like
you want to get
show up. It's just we drive in and you see, like, you know, like everybody off of the airport. And you're walking in and you see just Martin sitting on, you know.
Yeah. In the fetal position.
Because I'm getting stared at by the authorities.
It's like nobody at the airport.
The only guy in the fetal position. That's our guy right there.
And what is this?
Sign on his face. Do not shoot me.
It was very scary. It was, seriously. I mean, you're there for...
I can't believe you're like, I did not have Russian money. I think they sell money in every airport in the world, right?
Yeah, but you have to be able
Rubles.
To know where the sign is that says the money is.
If you can't,
everything. There was nothing in English. It was all in Russian.
Yeah, that's how Prague is.
Yeah, it was very dodgy. But eventually got picked up, and then without any sleeper, and then we go into this meeting after dropping me stuff off at the hotel. And it's with F Troop. And they're very dodgy, these people. All right? And they're just stereotypical Russians, being big, bushy eyebrows, 400 pounds each, and intimidating. And they just start yelling at each other. Like, here's the guy who's my interpreter, and he's just fighting with these people in this room, and I haven't got a clue what's being said. Then eventually I get the translation for him saying, they want you to sing Jingle Bells a cappella as your first song.
And you didn't do it?
No.
That's rude as fuck.
I told him, I turned around to him and I said, no fucking way.
Why?
Am I singing that. Why?
It's funny.
Funny?
Yes, hilarious.
Are you fucking kidding me? You're going to fly somebody all the way from Las Vegas with this big Rod Stewart impersonator thing, and then you're going to stick him on a stage a cappella and sing fucking Jingle Bells.
You mean you don't think that Rod Stewart's done a Christmas album? Come on now.
I'm not talking about Rod Stewart. I'm talking about a guy impersonating Rod Stewart who's been brought over there to sing Rod Stewart songs and then gets asked to sing.
You get a little uppity, don't you?
No, you can't. Well, what did you think?
Like, they're playing me. They brought me to this wonderful country with tons of caviar and vodka. I'd fucking sing whatever they wanted. And I'd do it nude.
No, you'd have to have been in that meeting to understand it. Correct?
Correct.
Correct.
Even the Russians says correct.
Yeah.
So you didn't?
I never sang Jingle Bells. In fact, they ended up getting this big black man to sing it.
They have black men in Russia?
No, we don't.
Oh, okay.
We bought one.
You bought one or brought one?
Oh, no.
Wow.
Shit.
We're saying he's an American, actually, but he's been in America maybe 2 weeks. It's funny, actually, when you bring in Americans to the same club, and they're like, you know, like they introduce this guy to Americans, and they talk to each other, and after that, you know, like, basically... people coming to me and saying, like, we do not understand what this guy's saying. You know?
And you're like, I don't either.
He's like,
I don't either. I don't understand him either.
He ended up singing Jingle Bells dressed up as Santa Claus, which was kind of amusing. I stood in the wings for that.
Let's get that scenario in order.
Oh,
the
scenario.
Only black man in a country of giants. You will sing Jingle Bells. You goddamn right I'm singing Jingle Bells.
Are we get
you want me to dress up too?
He sang Jingle Bells. But it was a little bit intimidating in the club as well when we had to do a special performance for the mob, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was a real
five minutes before going on stage, I am in the bathroom with my head down the toilet, throwing up.
Because of what? You were scared?
No, food poisoning.
Oh, shit. Well, that lasts for days.
It lasted for my whole trip over there.
Oh, my God. That's the worst. What did you get it from? The water?
Well, it was my own stupid fault, really, because they in the hotel, they had this buffet, and they had... They eat a lot of fish over there.
Yes, they do.
Right, a lot of fish. And I like fish. So in the morning, I mean, part of the buffet was you had fish. But it was New Year's Eve. And I hadn't figured out that they kind of shut the place down. And the fish had just, you know, kind of been left out. And
oh, damn.
Yeah.
So it's the same fish from the night before.
You didn't find it odd that you were the only one eating off the buffet?
Three nights before.
Yeah, it's Russia. Because we start to celebrate New Year's Eve on 31st at least. And end up on the second, probably.
Nice.
I was so sick.
So it's 3 days out.
But I didn't cancel the show because, I mean, literally, it was throwing up black vomit. I've never seen black vomit. But here I was throwing up this black vomit.
Were you eating caviar? Because I know that my poop is black when I eat caviar.
They did give me caviar. They did. They gave me a bunch of that as well.
When you go to Russia, you just need to drink vodka and caviar. That's
at
all.
The time, I wasn't
when
drinking.
When I go, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
No, I didn't drink.
I got a question.
You didn't drink.
Is caviar over there, is it cheaper?
No.
Ah, motherfucker.
But these guys, I mean, these mob guys, they had a big bucket of it. And they, everywhere I went, everywhere you took me, because you get to go around and meet a lot of people and that, and the food, it was just laid on. It was unbelievable. The treatment over there was fantastic. I mean, I want to go back. We're just discussing going back at Christmas and New Year's.
Do you need an assistant?
Talk to the man.
I like lose 20 pounds and become get a lot of Botox. You can be the lovely assistant.
But it's a lot of fun over there. It's a lot of fun.
Do they like country music in Russia?
Oh, I'm sure they love it. Foreigners love that shit.
Not so much.
Not so much.
Well, okay.
I don't know what, but you know what, the foreigners, my mom used to have a exchange student from Holland, and when he came over here, he went crazy at the country western store. Like, I'm talking about snakeskin boots, the big belt, mm-hmm. the, you know, the plaid shirt, the tight pants, and he loved those cowboy hats with the snake, like head or mouth wide open with the fangs coming out. And then his brother came over, the whole family came over. Every time they did, they just got decked out. And I was like, holy shit. I've never seen like American dress like that.
Talking about dress, nice little segue there. One thing I noticed in the clubs over there was how well-dressed they all were.
Oh, they don't do it part-time like we do
and
it.
And the women, I've never seen such beautiful women. I've been to a lot of countries, man. And that was
have you never got a Russian hooker?
Excuse me?
They're the best. I said, you've never got a Russian hooker here.
We had
he didn't know she was a hooker.
Very expensive for Americans.
No, over there, yes. But here, we have like some of the prettiest girls here are the Russians and the Polak girls, the Polish girls. They're gorgeous.
Yeah, they were very, I mean, it was a lot of eye candy, that was for sure.
And you know what? They don't have all, and they don't have all the hang-ups that American women have.
Tell the story about gold phone.
The what?
Gold phone.
The gold
phone? Oh, yeah. There's these two. We went out for dinner to this restaurant, and these two girls, and I call them the Versace girls because everything they had was Versace, from their nails were Versace, the bags, the clothes, everything. And then this girl gets out this phone.
I like when you said bags, you were actually holding it.
Did you see that?
Yeah, that was
the
nice.
Bags. The fun bags, yeah. Everything. I mean, they were decked out. I mean, the expense was unbelievable. And then she gets this phone out. It's gold. This gold friggin' phone. And I'm like, why do you have a gold phone?
Because I can.
Yeah, it matches my purse. It matches this.
Because
you know?
I can. Yeah, well, and they have those.
Sergey bought it for
me. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, they have the Virtu phones. They're like $5,000 a piece.
I almost got in serious trouble.
You almost got one?
No. Serious trouble one night because we're at the bar And he and I was chatting away at this bird, right? And he goes, yeah, everything okay with you? I'm like, I think so. I mean, I can't understand what the hell they're saying.
But they're
so he ends up leaving. But he told me before he went there, do not go off on your own.
Just no.
So what do? I go off on my own. So this girl says, she goes,
pretty.
She takes me outside. She says, just get in the car and I'll be right back.
Right.
Oh, shit, no.
Oh, shit, yes.
Shit, no.
So...
I've seen too many movies. Yeah. I'm doing that.
No, it's like Hostel.
Well, guess what? I did that. And I get in the car.
All because of some pussy.
Pretty much. It was nice pussy, though. I got to admit, it was nice.
It was worth the dying for.
It was worth
and
it.
And I'm dying being tortured
yeah,
to
exactly.
Death.
Whatever. You know, electrodes on the balls. I'll take it. But I get in this car.
Mine.
As long as he has the safe word.
Yeah, I got the driver, and I was pleasant. I said, hello. And he went, huh.
Oh, shit.
I thought... That doesn't sound too good. And then these two motherfucking huge, humongous Russians get in, and the car kind of, you know, they can't see that on the radio. It went from side to side like a boat when they got in. They were so big. And one's sitting in the back seat with me, and another one's sitting in the passenger seat. And then this one Russian looks at me and he goes, hey, English, you know where you are?
Hell.
I was like, maybe I'll just walk back to the hotel. And they're just that Russian, like, ha, 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 you know, that funny... I can't even do it.
Better. Where did she go? Where'd the girl go? The bird?
She went back. What happened with that? Because I couldn't speak the language. What the hell happened with that?
They were trying to roll you.
I know what happened. She ended up not coming back out. And
well, that's a shock.
Yeah, go figure.
I know.
I was supposed to meet them at a club somewhere, and these guys were supposed to take me to the club, but that wasn't their intent.
To grab some condoms. I don't know. Like, and you don't wait.
And
rude.
I ended up. I just went back to the hotel.
So you walked back to the hotel.
I walked
like
in minus fucking 30 degrees. I ran to the hotel, puckering my ass and just going, "Please don't fuck me! Please don't fuck me!" You know. And yeah, that was pretty scary. But the rest of the trip was really good. The bands that we worked with over there were fantastic.
How long were you there?
How long was I there? 2 weeks.
Almost.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
One thing I like to remember when I go somewhere new.
Nude.
Nude.
Oh, sorry.
I try never to go anywhere nude. Just on my wife's suggestion. She says, honey, really, you don't want to
no.
do that.
No.
Keep those up.
Honey, put your shirt back on, please.
We like you in this room and this room only.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Is stereotypes are often based on reality.
Oh, absolutely.
So if there's a stereotype, there's some truth to it. So if somebody Russian tells me, don't go off by yourself, if wherever he goes, I'm attached to his fucking hip, period.
Oh, I was in good company over there because who's the Sergey, that big...
Oh, there is a Sergey involved.
Oh, there was, yeah. And there was a guy that tried to pull me off the stage at one show and was getting rather aggressive.
Like he went to hug you or he just didn't like you?
No, it wasn't a hugging situation.
Was it Jingle Bells thing?
It might have been because I refused Jingle Bells. Yeah, it could have been that.
Was it a Jingle Bells thing?
I think you deserve it.
But I remember that Sergey, I just looked at him and he didn't come near us after that. He was a monster, that bloke. He's his friend.
All right, well, everybody needs a Sergey.
Let's take a break and we've got another topic to talk about when we come back before we wrap up with Martin. And it's a good one.
What is
We're
it?
We're saving the best for last.
What is it?
Why tell you now? We'll just come.
Let's just have some M&Ms.
Only a little bit of this.
I've known lots of cuties. I've known lots of floozies. Never was a woman's heart I could not win. Till the day I met this pretty thing. She made me laugh and made me sing. Tell me I would have her for my girl. Sitting wishing, and I thought, hell, I'll take a fishing. But she said, no, she would not go. Well, this will never work, you see. If you're gonna be such a jerk to me, I don't wanna go to life alone. Oh, won't you be my country girlfriend, baby?
No.
Won't you be my country girlfriend now? My life gets pretty hard, just send me my yard. I need someone to help me feed my chickens and my heart. Oh, yeah, won't you be my country girlfriend now? Ma wanted a fiddle, so Pa he learned how to whittle. But I spend my days looking at the sky. Well, I went and asked her to the dance, but she said get off her daddy's kettle. And she made me feel like I would die. Oh, won't you be
bunch of stuff that I shot. Yeah, a whole cooked meal is just what I need. I think that I'm in love with you, but you're telling me that we are through. I guess I need to find another girl. Oh, who's gonna be my country girlfriend, baby?
Not me.
Who's gonna be my country girlfriend now? I guess I'm in love because I drive a pickup truck. And you're better looking than I ever with this next stuck in Phantom. Yeah, won't you be my country girlfriend now? Oh, yeah. Won't you be my country girlfriend now?